Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is quite pleasant tonight. Tel Aviv is enjoying a mild evening, while Jerusalem remains slightly cooler. Clear skies in Haifa make for a perfect night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, in the last few minutes, the Jerusalem Post reports rising tensions with Iran are creating a dilemma for Israel, as the U.S. faces the threat of military escalation in the Gulf. Also, Ynet reports that earlier this hour, the U.S. is shifting military resources to the Middle East, raising concerns that Russia and China might exploit these gaps. Also this hour, the Times of Israel notes that Hamas has urged the U.S. to pressure Jerusalem over its Gaza plan, though Israeli officials warn of a potential ambush. Separately, JNS reports that earlier today, the Israeli embassy in the U.S. honored the memory of six hostages who were murdered in Gaza. And finally, I-24 News reports from earlier today that Israel is considering Switzerland to supervise a Lebanon agreement. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global highlighted just minutes ago that the Iran conflict is depleting U.S. weapon stockpiles, raising fears of potential exploitation by Russia and China. Eyal Yacobi questioned in a recent post who exactly initiated the conflict. Flor Hassan Nahum, deputy mayor of Jerusalem, stated minutes ago that Israel will defend itself as is its right. Now for more on those stories. Starting with increasing tensions involving Iran, the Jerusalem Post highlighted a growing dilemma for Israel as the U.S. potentially faces military escalation in the Gulf. Israel is also dealing with Hezbollah attacks in Lebanon. Military experts suggest this could lead to a broader regional conflict, putting civilians at risk. Turning to the U.S. military shift, Ynet has detailed that the Pentagon is moving missiles and air defenses from Europe and Asia to the Middle East. This has led to concerns about potential vulnerabilities that Russia and China might exploit. This strategic realignment could affect global military dynamics. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel reported earlier today that Hamas is pushing the U.S. to press Jerusalem on its Gaza plan. The terror organization claims readiness to disarm under a peace roadmap. However, Israeli security officials warn this could be a trap. This complicates diplomatic efforts in the region. Separately, the JNS highlighted that the Israeli embassy in the U.S. has paid tribute to six hostages killed in Gaza. This solemn ceremony aimed to honor their memory and emphasize the ongoing human cost of the conflict. It underscores the need for a resolution to prevent further tragedies. Finally, regarding the Lebanon agreement, I-24 News reports that Israel is considering Switzerland as a potential supervisor. This move could bring a neutral party into the process, potentially facilitating a more stable agreement. Such involvement might help ease tensions in the area. Turning to business and markets. First, Keytech reports that Israel's defense and finance ministries are at odds over a $133 billion defense bill. This massive spending package could significantly alter the country's budget for years, impacting public services and fiscal priorities. Separately, Walla Business explored how points from frequent flyer programs are being converted into actual flights. In a market filled with promises, the real challenge lies in maximizing these rewards for travelers. And finally, Motive Business introduces Middle the Price Crusher, a new AI-based bot. It compares supermarket receipts to prices in other chains, revealing how much consumers overpaid. This technology could revolutionize consumer awareness in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Saturday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.